This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. India and the US today announced that they've reached a framework for an interim agreement regarding reciprocal and mutually beneficial trade. Commerce and Industry ministers shared the India-US joint statement, which said that the framework reaffirms the country's commitment to the broader US-India bilateral trade agreement negotiations. According to the joint statement, the United States will apply a reciprocal tariff rate of 18% on Indian goods. India will eliminate or reduce tariffs on all U.S. industrial goods and a wide range of U.S. food and agricultural products. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi termed this agreement as great news and thanked U.S. President Donald Trump for his personal commitment to robust ties between the two countries. Mr. Modi said this framework reflects the growing depth, trust and dynamism of India-U.S. partnership. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and BJP President Nitin Naveen described the India-US Interim Trade Agreement as a landmark framework representing a strategic milestone in India's economic journey. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said the framework for an interim agreement will realise a mutually beneficial India-US trade partnership. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the framework will ensure greater market access and opportunities for Indian exporters. He added that new vistas have opened up that will further promote Make in India. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has hailed the India-US Trade Interim Agreement, saying that it provides full protection to Indian farmers. In a social media post, Mr. Chauhan highlighted that the farmers have been secured in production such as dairy products, grains and vegetables. He added that the interest of farmers is of paramount importance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has departed on a two-day official visit to Malaysia. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that his discussions with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim will focus on advancing cooperation in defence and security, strengthening economic and innovation linkages, and expanding collaboration in emerging areas of mutual interest. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will attend a community event titled Selamat Datang Modiji in Kuala Lumpur this evening. Around 15,000 members of the Indian diaspora are expected to participate in the event. The diaspora program will be jointly addressed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, reflecting the growing warmth and depth of bilateral relations between the two countries. Highlighting the important role of the Indian community in Malaysia, the Prime Minister said that the diaspora serves as a living bridge between India and Malaysia and remains a strong pillar of their historic friendship. President Draupadi Murmu is on a one-day visit to Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Bastar in Chhattisgarh. She inaugurated the Bastar Pandum Festival a short while ago. The President is addressing a program organized at Lal Bagh Ground in Jagdalpur. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will arrive in Raipur this evening on a three-day visit to Chhattisgarh. During his visit, Mr. Shah will review the internal security situation and left-wing extremism in the state and will also participate in various programs in Raipur and Jagdalpur. According to the scheduled program, Mr. Shah will hold an important meeting with the senior officials in Raipur this evening, during which various administrative and security-related issues concerning the state will be discussed. Tomorrow, on the 8th of February, Mr. Shah will chair a high-level security meeting on left-wing extremism in Raipur. Senior officials of the central and state governments, along with representatives of security agencies, will take part in the meeting. Mr. Shah will also attend a national conclave being organized in Raipur on the 8th of February. The Union Home Minister will participate in the closing ceremony of the Bastar Pandum Festival to be held in Jagdalpur on the 9th of February. Moving on to sports, the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, kickstarts today. The opening match between Pakistan and the Netherlands is underway at the Sinhalese Sports Club in Colombo. The second match will be played between the West Indies and Scotland at Eden Gardens, Kolkata at 3 p.m, while defending champions India will begin their campaign later this evening at 7, facing the United States at the iconic Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.